I've always said that someone can be invited somewhere once.
你永远可以只被邀请到一次。
But to come back a second time is a great honor.
但是第二次被邀请的话是很大的荣耀。
I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Mark chapter 4.
让我们一起翻到马可福音第四章。
And I'm going to be reading verses 26 through 29, and then Dr. Chang read following me.
所以我们马可福音第四章，然后彭德牧师会读英文，那你们跟着我读中文。
Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 26.
马可福音26节，第四章26节。
And he was saying, The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night, and he gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know. The soil produces crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
让我们一起从二十六节读到三十节。又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发芽，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割。因为收成的时候到了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask for you to penetrate our hearts this morning.
亲爱的天父，让我们求你穿刺我们的心。
That we might take the truths of your word and apply them to our lives.
让我们能够把你教给我们的真理来应用到我们的生活上。
That we might be reminded that we have been called into a divine partnership.
因为你呼召我们有一个神圣的伙伴。
And in this partnership with you that you have established,
和你合作的伙伴中间是你建立的。
We have a role to play.
我们有我们的角色。
And so, Lord, stir our hearts this morning.
让我们的心火热。
And cause us that we might be excited about the commission that we've been given.
让我们觉得你给我们的任务会感到很兴奋。
And that we might follow it with all of our hearts.
让我们全心全意地追随你。
In Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
As I've served as your director of missions for the last 2.5 years, I have learned something.
我过去两年担任呈现传差主任，我学到很多东西。
I have learned that our association of 140 Southern Baptist churches are greatly diverse.
我们有140多间教会是非常多元化的。
Of those 140 churches, only 52 of them speak English in their primary service of worship.
140多个教会里头，只有52个教会主要是用英文来讲道。
So only about 1/3 of our congregations speak English. That does not mean they're Anglo.
只有三分之一的人说英文，但是并不表示他们是白人。
But that reflects the diversity of our county, doesn't it?
这代表呈现是非常多元化的。
Our county is a very diverse place.
这是表示说我们是多元化的社会。
In fact, in many ways, I tell people it's probably closer to heaven than any other county in America.
所以我说我们跟天堂特别接近，因为我们有是多元化的。
Because heaven will be populated by people of many languages and cultures and tongues and tribes.
因为天堂里头就是多元化，所有的人种、所有的语言都会在天堂。
But I've also learned that it takes great diversity to bring about great unity for reaching the diverse peoples of our county.
但是多元化里头，我们就需要合作，才能够把这个福音传扬到大家的。
And so each one of us personally and each one of our congregations are valuable in God's plan for reaching the lost right here in Orange County.
所以我们每个人都有责任来传扬福音，向迷失的不信民众传扬。
But even beyond that, God has given us a great opportunity to reach not only our county, but our state and our nation and our world.
不单单只是限于呈现，我们还要传扬给全国、全世界。
And it's the partnership that God has called us into to reach the lost that I want to talk about this morning.
我今天就是要讨论神和我们神圣的伙伴，来把福音传给迷失的不信者。
This partnership that God has called us into is to advance His kingdom right here where we are.
这是扩展神的国度。
Today, what I want to share is about what God has called us to do.
今天我特别要讲的是神呼召我们做什么。
But before I do that, I want to talk a little bit about the changing culture that we live in right here in Orange County, 2014.
但是我要先讲到2014年我们呈现文化变迁对我们的影响。
And in order to do that, I want to take you on a little history of Christianity over the last 2,000 years.
但是谈到这个的话，我们要讲到过去2000年基督教的历史。
In the first century, when the church was begun,
在第一世纪教会刚成立的时候，
the church was under great persecution.
教会受到攻击。
Rome was the greatest single influence in the culture of that day.
罗马文化是当时最有影响的。
Wherever Christians turned, they were under persecution from Jews, from the pagans, from the Romans, everywhere.
所以基督教在那时四面受敌，罗马的政府、犹太教还有不信的人都攻击他们。
What we could say is that the church was on the outside of culture looking in.
所以我们看起来就是像文化的门外汉，不被重视。
But we know historically that during that time the church grew.
但是历史上我们知道，尽管在那个情况之下，教会还是继续在成长。
So how did the church grow under such persecution?
怎么在迫害里头成长呢？
The fact is that the church served its way into culture.
主要是基督教用服事来进入文化。
The church of the first century did the things Jesus did.
就像耶稣服事我们一样。
He ministered to the poor.
他就是服事穷人。
He ministered to the disabled, to the lepers.
他用爱来照顾麻风病人。
He cared for the hurting.
照顾心灵上面受到创伤的人。
And he brought hope to the outcast.
然后让没有希望的人有希望。
What Jesus did is he met people where they were and he ministered to their needs.
所以耶稣是到这些有需要的人那边去提供他们的需要。
And the first century church did the very same thing.
所以第一世纪的教会做同样的事情。
And as a result of that, Christianity spread.
就是因为这个样子，基督教才能够在世界上传扬。
Now I want you to jump ahead to 313 AD.
然后我们跳到公元313年。
The Emperor Constantine declared that the entire Roman Empire was now Christian.
当时的皇帝 Constantine 宣布基督教成为罗马帝国的国教。
In one fell swoop, Christianity went from a persecuted group of people to a celebrated group of people.
所以一下子教会从被迫害的成为当权派。
Rather than hiding from persecution, now they were able to worship and celebrate out in the open.
所以他们现在不需要遮遮掩掩，因为没有人迫害他。
And it was at this point that the church culture was born.
所以他们可以公开信仰，这个就是基督教文化的诞生。
Now it's important that you understand the difference between Christianity and church culture.
基督教文化和基督教信仰是有分别的。
Christianity is the relationship we have with Jesus Christ.
基督教信仰是个人跟主的关系。
Church culture is how we believe that we should gather and conduct ourselves and worship.
那基督教的文化是我们要如何来崇拜，等于是一种教堂的文化。
Even in Orange County, you can go to different churches and see that things are done in different ways.
在呈现你们去不同的教会的话，就会看到崇拜的方式是有点不太一样。
But during that 1700 years, from 313 AD to about 1960, church culture became the predominant influence in culture.
从那时候一直到1970年，基督教文化可以说是人类文化中最重要的影响。
In that, during this time, the church was no longer on the outside of culture looking in. We were the single greatest influence upon culture.
基督教不再是门外汉，而且是成为当时最重要的文化。
And some of you are old enough to remember when stores were closed on Sunday so that people could worship.
在过去礼拜天没有人开店做生意，因为那是要用来崇拜的。
Or you remember times when the words like Christmas and Easter were used publicly and without embarrassment.
在以前，你用圣诞节、复活节，你不必感到不好意思，不像现在是政治上来讲，你是不对的。
There was even a time when politicians campaigned and they openly said the church that they belonged to.
甚至政客都说我是去哪个教会聚会。
The point I'm trying to make is that during that 1700 years, the church culture had an advantage in our society.
所以在那个时候，基督教的文化在社会上来讲的话是有利的。
And unfortunately, during that time, we stopped serving our way into culture.
但是很不幸的，教会渐渐不继续服侍。
Though Christians would have never articulated it this way, their actions said, if you want to know Jesus, you have to come to us.
他们就说你要信基督的话，你们就要到我们的教会来。
And in some ways, we got lazy.
我们就是变得越来越懒惰。
We just expected that we had a privileged status in culture and it would always be that way.
我们如果说有特权的话，文化就是继续会在基督教的影响下成长。
Now I want to fast forward to today's time, to the post-Christian era.
所以我们现在说是基督教后的文化。
There are young people that are growing up, that are getting married, that are raising children, that do not even have church on their radar.
所以在一般人的观念，从1970年以后，在他们的念头里头根本不把教会当作一回事。
Culture has begun to reject the kind of values and principles that we used to all hold together as a culture when Christianity was the or when church culture was the influence on society.
所以社会拒绝基督教的原则和价值。
And what the church, what Christianity, the church culture finds itself is on the outside of culture now looking in again.
所以我们又成为像门外汉，从外面向文化里面看。
Think about how that's manifested itself.
为什么会变成这个样子?
There are no more absolutes being taught.
因为现在就是个人主义，唯我独尊，没有绝对真理。
Nobody's wrong anymore. Everybody is right.
每个人都是对的。
Regardless of what your lifestyle is, it's being accepted in our culture.
所有的生活方式都会被接受。
Now that's where we are today.
这就是我们现在的情况。
And here's the problem with the way we try to reach the lost world.
这就是我们要来拯救迷失的人的问题。
We have a tendency to try to reach the lost world by asking people to come to a building as opposed to going out and reaching out to them where they are.
所以我们希望别人来我们的教会来接受基督教，但是我们应该要走出教会。
We tend to think as though church culture is still the most predominant influence in society when it's not any longer.
我们还是以为基督教文化是最重要的，但是事实上已经不是如此。
But people still have spiritual lostness and need Christ.
但是人们还是有精神上的需要，还是需要基督。
And this is where the passage that I spoke from last week, I think, becomes so important to how we reach our culture.
所以我上周讲到跟今天来讲还是有关系的。
Because you remember that the good Samaritan going by the man in need stopped and he met his needs where he was.
我们上个礼拜讲到这个善良撒玛利人，事实上就是在那个当时提供他的需要。
And he loved him and he cared for him and he showed in the parable, he showed Jesus' love to this man.
他爱他，所以连带的让那个人体会到耶稣的爱。
The point is, if we are going to make a difference within our culture today, we have to reach out in relevant ways. We have to go and serve, not expect for them to come and see.
如果说我们想要再次影响文化的话，我们要去服务社会，让社会来接受我们，不是让社会到我们的教会来。
And this is where our text, I think, for this morning has such important significance for reaching out to the lost.
所以今天我们经文是非常有价值，怎么样来传福音给迷失的不信者
？Because our text this morning talks about a divine partnership that God has put together for reaching people for His kingdom.
因为上帝要我们和他合作，成为伙伴，来扩展他的国度。
And here's the beauty of this.
这是美丽的地方。
God has not called us to do His work in our strength.
上帝并不是需要我们的力量。
He's called us to be responsible with our part and trust that He will do His part.
他只要我们做我们分内的事，然后他就会完成。
And that's what we see in our text for this morning.
这就是今天经文的所在。
I want you to look at the parable of the seed once again.
我们再来看这个撒种的比喻。
And this parable, like many of the parables that Jesus teaches, comes from the everyday, ordinary activities of life of Jesus' day.
耶稣常常用这种比喻预言，通常跟日常生活都有息息相关的。
Whether you've ever been a farmer, have lived on a farm, you can, even if that's not the case, you can still understand the principles that he's teaching.
不管你是不是农夫，去不去过农场，你都可以了解耶稣的比喻。
There are three primary stages in the development from going from seed to harvest that Jesus communicates in this passage.
从撒种到成熟有三个阶段。
But what I really want to look at is the partnership that's necessary to go from planting to harvesting.
但是我现在要指出的是合作伙伴的关系。
So let's look at this text from the physical, from the everyday perspective that Jesus puts out.
所以我们要从这个每天生活上面的角度来看。
So if you have your outline, I would encourage you to take your outline out and we'll fill in the blanks.
所以你如果说有大纲的话，你们可以拿出来。
The first point, the first stage, is that the man sows seed.
第一步是人把种子撒在地上。
We're not told a lot about this man in the text.
经文里头并没有讲到这是什么样的人。
We're just told that he casts his seed upon the soil.
只是说他撒种。
We're not told that he goes out and prepares the ground.
并没有说他有没有整地。
We're not told that he clears the rocks and he clears the stumps and he fertilizes or pulls weeds.
像是犁土啦、整地啦、施肥啦、除草。
And I think there's an intentionality in that with Jesus' purpose.
耶稣为什么把这些部分舍去是有他的意义的。
You see, Jesus has a way to keep us focused on the task at hand.
因为耶稣要我们注意到重点。
We sometimes want to get distracted by details that are not relevant.
要不然有的时候细节太多的话，反而让我们会分心。
Jesus' purpose is to highlight the activity of planting.
他就是重点，重要的动作是下种。
And so the man goes out and we're told that he plants the seed, most likely in the broadcast form of doing that.
所以这个人只是把种子撒到泥土上。
The parable is taken from the everyday activities of life.
这个就像我们每天日常生活做的事情。
These three stages speak to that, to what he does. He goes out and he plants the seed, and then he goes to bed.
所以他撒种以后，他就去睡觉。
Verse 27 says that the man goes to bed at night, and he gets up by day.
所以二十七节讲说，这人黑夜睡觉，白日起床。
That's just another way of saying the man broadcasts his seed and then he goes about doing other things.
所以这个意思就是说，撒种以后他就是虚应去故事，还是照他日常生活行事。
So the first point is very simple. The man sows seeds.
第一阶段很简单，这个人只是把撒种。
What is the sower's responsibility?
所以这个人的责任是什么？
His responsibility is to plant seed.
只是撒种。
I say that because I don't want this to become overly complicated.
我不希望大家觉得这个是很复杂的事。
Sometimes we, and I'm talking about preachers, have been guilty of taking something very simple and making it very complicated.
我们牧师有的时候把简单的事情复杂化。
Of course, not your pastor.
当然我们的牧师不是会这样。
But I have been guilty of doing that.
但是我常常这样做。
So all I want you to remember is that the sower's responsibility is to plant seeds. That's it.
所以就是记得这个人的责任就是撒种。
And the first stage comes to an end.
第一阶段就结束了。
Now look at the second point.
第二点。
It says that the seed grows unaided by the man.
种子自然成长不需要人帮忙。
Once again, there are very few details that are shared. Jesus doesn't elaborate on what that means, just that the seed grows.
没有很多细节，只是说种子成长。
Here's one thing that anybody that has ever put a seed into a pot or into the ground knows for sure.
你们种过东西吗？
It doesn't matter how much you water it, it doesn't matter how much you fertilize it, it doesn't how much you pray over it, you cannot make that seed grow.
你尽管浇水、施肥、除草，种子长不长跟你没有关系。
I remember my kids when they were little, they would, you know, sprout a little bean sprout in a wet cloth.
所以记不记得你们小孩子都有那个让豆子发芽？
And they would be so anxious, they would come the next day and expect there to be a plant.
所以小孩子每天看，希望说第二天那个豆芽就会长成一株大树。
And they would be disappointed that the plant hadn't come yet.
所以每天都很失望，怎么还不长成大树？
And they would check it a couple of times every day.
甚至一日看三回。
But still no plant.In fact, there were even times I'm sure they wanted to just take and wad it up and throw it away. It's not going to work.
所以有的时候就是气得把它丢掉，说啊，没用。
There's nothing we can do to make seeds grow.
所以发芽与否跟撒种的人能力完全不相干。
And this is the beautiful picture of the partnership that we're talking about.
这个就是伙伴关系的景象。
The man has his responsibility to sow the seeds.
这个人的责任只是撒种，
but he doesn't know how they grow.
但是他不知道种子怎么样成长。
But the ground does.
这是泥土的责任。
In fact, the ground does its work in its partnership.
所以泥土的责任就是让种子长出来。
And here's the point of Jesus' parable.
这个就是耶稣预言的重点。
There is no doubt in the farmer's mind, in the sower's mind, that that seed will eventually come up.
这个撒种的人绝对相信这个种子会发芽。
As a matter of fact, if you look at verse 28 with me,
我们再来看28节。
It says the soil produces crops by itself.
地生五谷是出于自然的。
The Greek word for by itself is a word automate, and it means of its own accord.
希腊文的翻译是说本身出于自然，也可以说照自己的协定。
It's this Greek word that we draw our English word for automatically.
这就是英文自动的意思。
So the sower throws the seed on the ground, and the ground causes the seed to grow all by itself.
所以撒种以后，泥土让种子发芽。
The point that I'm trying to make here, and trying to keep this very simple,
简单的重点
is that the sower has a responsibility,
撒种的人就是撒种。
And the ground has a responsibility.
泥土也有它的责任。
The only question is whether or not the sower will do his job.
所以撒种的人一定要撒种。
Because the farmer knows that the seed, the ground, the soil will do its job.
因为这个农夫知道泥土会让种子发芽。
And the point of Jesus' parable is that we're moving toward harvest.
所以耶稣的预言就是说一定会收成。
Without the sower doing his work, there will be no harvest.
可是撒种的人不撒种就没有收成。
Without the ground doing its work, the soil doing its work, there will be no harvest.
没有泥土也不会有收成。
But when these two come together, there's a great harvest.
撒种加泥土就会有收成。
You see, the sower went out with the harvest in mind.
所以这个人一开始的目的就是在收成。
He didn't just get up one day and get out of bed and say, "Oh, I have nothing better to do. I think I'll plant a field."
这个人不是闲着无事到处随便乱撒。
He was intentional about planting his field because he knew in 3 months or 4 months or however long it would take for the crop to mature, there would be a harvest in the future.
他是为了收成才撒种，想说三四个月以后他可以收割。
It's this partnership between the soil.And between the sower that gives us the picture of the divine partnership that God has called us in to spread the message of the gospel.
所以从撒种者和泥土的合作，可以看出耶稣呼召我们跟他合作的角色，成为神圣的伙伴。
The spiritual connotation, the spiritual principle being taught here is foreshadowed at the beginning of verse 26.
所以在二十六节的时候，我们看到属灵上的意义。
The very beginning of verse 26, it says.And the kingdom of God is like.
在二十六节开始的时候，耶稣说：“神的国如同。”
So Jesus really isn't giving us principles on how to sow a field. He's giving us principles on how to sow the truth of the gospel.
所以耶稣不只是说要撒种，是要说怎么样传扬他的福音。
I want to go back to what I said that this is focusing on what we are supposed to do. I didn't say how we're supposed to do it.
我只是讲说我们该做什么，不是说我们要怎么去做。
How we go and spread the message of the gospel has to be as unique and diverse as the people we're trying to reach.
如何去做的话是比较复杂的。
But But the message of the gospel is something that all God's children are called to do, to sow.
但是传扬福音去撒种，这是我们每个人的责任。
Unless we understand our responsibility, it won't be carried out with activity.
基督徒要了解这个意义才会去做。
But the beautiful picture that Jesus has painted about this partnership is that we have a job and God has a job and God is always faithful to do his job.
所以耶稣的预言就是说，我们合作的伙伴，我们有我们的责任，他有他的责任，要一起合作。
You see, the seed in the parable is the gospel.
所以这个种子是代表福音的讯息。
The soil in the parable is the lost world, the people who need to know Jesus.
这个泥土就代表迷失的不信者。
But the process of germination of the seed is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是发芽的过程是圣灵的在做工。
We've been called to sow the seed.
我们被呼召来撒种，传福音。
Again, remember, I said, I want to keep this very simple.
记得我说要简单化。
Our job is not to figure out how to see people saved. That's God's job.
我们只是撒种。会不会得救，那是上帝的工作。
Our job is to love people and to serve people in the needs that they have with the gospel message.
我们的责任是去爱，去服侍，让他们了解爱的讯息。
Oftentimes I like to talk about our role as people who are responsible for spreading the seed, thinking about us like a waiter at a restaurant.
所以从另外一个角度上面来讲，我们的责任就有点像一个餐厅的侍者。
You know, when you order food at the restaurant, the waiter doesn't try to force feed you.
所以你在餐厅点菜的时候，侍者并不是强迫你要吃。
That's what parents do at home with vegetables.
那是父母在家里要小孩吃蔬菜。
The waiter just comes to bring the food.
所以侍者只是把食物拿到桌上来。
The customer can't eat until the waiter does his job.
所以顾客没有办法吃，直到侍者把食物拿上来。
It's not the waiter's responsibility for the customer to finish his plate.
但是顾客吃不吃完，那是顾客的事情，跟侍者没有关系。
That customer may even push the food away and have none of it.
顾客可能一点都不吃。
That's not the job of the waiter.
那跟侍者无关。
He's just to bring the food.
他只是把食物拿给顾客。
That's what it means to plant the seeds.
这个就是撒种的意义。
We're just to come and bring the seed.
所以我们只是把种子、把福音拿给。
I want to share with you the third piece, the third stage.
是第三阶段。
It says the harvest comes in due time.
就是说时间到了，自己会成熟。
The harvest comes in due time. That means God will bring the harvest about when God, in God's timing.
所以收成的时候到了，就是神的时间到了，就会有收成。
Many of us have prayed for and shared with loved ones.
我们常常跟所爱的人分享。
And we've seen no spiritual activity.
为他们祷告，但是属灵上好像一点成果都没有。
But we can't be like my children looking at the lima beans waiting for them to sprout.
但是我们不应该像小孩子希望豆芽发芽。
Because that's to worry about something that is not our responsibility.
那是为我们没有，就是说没有办法控制的事情担心。
We must trust that God will do His job.
我们要相信上帝会做他的事，做他的本分，做他的工作。
But the truth is that we all walk by people who need to know Jesus every single day.
但是我们每天都忽略四周经过的人，他们都需要主的福音。
And I don't know about you, but for me, part of the problem is intentionality.
这个有的时候我们。我不知道你们是怎么样，我有的时候好像是故意忽略四周的人。
I'm not usually out of bed very long before my mind starts thinking about all of the things I have to do for the day.
所以我常常一早起床就把全部的心思花在工作上，想说我今天该做些什么事。
And I'm a list person. I like to put lists together.
所以我常常有一个就是清单该做的事情。
Mostly because I have a very short memory.
因为我记性不好。
So I like to check off those things that I've done.For the day.
所以我要有个备忘录，做完了我就把它勾掉。
But because my mind is already focused very early in the morning about what I have to do, I miss the opportunities to share the gospel as I go along my day.
因为我每天只是专心放在工作上，所以忽略到四周的人。
And so I want to give you some helpful hints on how to be more intentional in seeing the people who need to know Jesus through your day.
所以我想给你们建议，如何主动去传福音来撒种。
There's a list on the back of your bulletin or your insert.
所以这个大纲的背面。
If we can flip to the next slide, I just want to walk through these very quickly.
所以我可以很快的跟大家分享。
How to be intentional.
如何主动去传福音来撒种。
Pray so that you may see the field that needs to be sowed.
第一步是祷告，因为你可以看到这个田地去撒种。
Right, and here's how you pray. Ask God to give you a burden for lost people.
求上帝让你对失丧的人有负担。
Ask God to give you to make you aware of the lost people who are around you.
求上帝让你警觉身旁那些有失丧的人。
Write down their names.
当这些失丧的人显示给你的时候，把这些人的名字写下来。
That's the third thing. Write down their names.
这个第三件事情也是很重要的，写下他们的名字。
And the fourth one is to pray for them by name for those who need salvation.
然后每天为这些人的救赎祷告。
When you're praying for lost people, God gives you a special heart for lost people.
当你祷告的时候，你的心就会在这些人的身上。
And now you've become intentional looking for opportunities.
这就是你如何主动的去寻找这些机会。
The second step is to throw the seed.
第二步是撒种。
This goes back to the important piece about building relationships with people now.
这个有的时候就是怎么样重要，要建立关系。
Less effective is the approach of asking people to come to a building.
所以你如果说请人家来教会比较困难。
The most effective way is to go to where they are and build a sincere relationship with them.
最有效的就是到他们那里跟他们建立关系。
The second one is to look for ways to serve your way into someone's life.
第二点的话是找寻方法去为他人服务。
There are many needs that people have and many ways in which they're hurting that we can come alongside and love them.
人都有很多需要，或者是他们有不顺利的地方，都需要我们的帮忙。
The third thing is watch for ways to tell your story, share your story.
第三个是找机会分享你自己的见证。
Your story is what Jesus has done for you, how it's made a difference for you.
你的故事就是耶稣在你身上造成的改变。
Your story is how someone served into your life.
就是别人怎么样来服侍你，来改变你。
Pray for ways to share your story.
就是要祷告，找机会分享你的见证。
The fourth one is to be prepared for opportunities to share the gospel.
第四个就是为分享福音要做好准备。
Know how to share the gospel.
怎么样去分享福音
is very simple.
是很简单的事情。
The third step is to water the seeds.
第三步是为种子浇水。
You water the seeds by continually praying for praying for those who you've not yet shared with.
继续为这些你已分享还没有分享的人祷告。
You continue to pray that God would make your heart tender.
继续为你的心，就是说神软化他们的心来接受他们的福音，接受神的福音。
You think about ways in which you can show genuine friendship to those people for whom you've been praying.
让这些人感受到你真正的关心他们，具有具体的行动。
We've heard this before. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
人对你知道的事情并不有兴趣，你对他们关心才是他们真正有兴趣的地方。
Again, the truth is this is very simple.
这是很简单的。
We're all human beings.
我们都是人。
And we have the same needs and the same hurts and the same wants and the same desires.
我们的需求挫折都是类似的。
We have to be intentional to share Jesus in a very real and transparent way with those people.
所以我们就是主动真诚的跟大家分享。
And the fourth step is to praise the Lord for the harvest.
第四步是赞美收成的主。
Praise the Lord for using you in his purpose, because God wants to use you. That's the first thing.
感谢上帝使用你。
Go ahead and advance that. Okay, go to the second one. Praise the Lord for what he is working in the lives of those for whom you've been praying. God's doing something.
感谢你在祷告这些人身上做工造成的改变。
And then finally, praise the Lord for the changes that he's going to bring.
然后感谢上帝在你身上造成的改变。
Praise God for the harvest that he's allowed you to see.
感谢上帝让你看见收成结果。
and record the ways in which you've seen God move.
然后记录下你在上帝做工所有的事迹。
There was a reason in the Old Testament why they set up monuments when God did something great.
在旧约的时候，常常会我们有些纪念碑来纪念上帝做成的事情。
It was so that they could remember God moved or acted or did in a particular place.
这是让犹太人纪念上帝做的事情。
And we need to celebrate that.
我们需要庆祝这些神的神迹。
Remember, if we will go and sow the seed,
如果我们出去撒种传福音，
that God will make a difference.Automate, on its own accord, by itself.
主会自动的让他的旨意成就。
We are to be sowers.
我们只是撒种。
Simply people who will go out and share the hope of Jesus.
来分享耶稣带给我们的希望。
If we take the purpose of this parable to heart, then we come to realize that God has selected us for His purpose.
所以如果说我们真心看到这个预言的话，就是知道上帝呼召我们是有目标的。
But the question is, will we do that?
重要的是，我们会去做吗？
Think about how desperate the field would have been if the sower had not gone out to sow the seed.
想想看，泥土如果说没有撒种的话，有什么办法？
He would have gone out about the time that he would have expected there to be a harvest, and there would have been nothing.
收成的时候到了，泥土没有收成，因为没有撒种。
But had he gathered those seed and gone out and planted as he was supposed to?
所以撒种的人就是应该要撒种。
There would be a great harvest come harvest time.
这样才会有丰收。
That's because God is faithful to do His job.
因为主是信实的。
And we need to be faithful to do ours.
所以我们也要信实做我们的分内的工作。
And I want you to think about that this morning.
让我们好好的思想。
I want to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes.
让我们低头，闭上眼睛。
Heavenly Father, as we come to a time now of response,
亲爱的天父，现在是回应你的呼召。
It is an opportunity for us to now make a commitment to what we have heard.
这是有机会来回应我们刚刚听到的讲道。
Each and every believer has the opportunity or the choice to be obedient or not to be obedient.
每个信主的人都有自由意志。去顺服或者是不顺服。
But you have called us to obedience because there are people who desperately need to know you.
我们是被呼召去顺服来传扬福音，因为很多人需要。
I pray, Heavenly Father, that we will be obedient to what you have called us to do.
我们祈祷上帝，让我们都能有个顺服的心。
Lord, I realize there may be one who is here this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
也许我们当中有人不了解。耶稣是我们的救主。
And I pray, Father, for that one that you will bring that person to a place of committing their lives to you.
我祈祷上帝能够让这个人把他们的生命献上主。
But speak to us about how we might go and spread seed on the fields around us.
让我们能够出去撒种传福音。
But we pray this in Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.